The relics of the Apostle St. Andrew are being displayed in Russia this month. President Vladimir Putin has been among the thousands of Russians to pray before them. But within the Russian Orthodox Church, some believers are pushing for the sanctification of an unlikely figure. Rasputin, a 20th century mystic, often is associated with casting a spell over the dying days of the Romanov dynasty. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from St. Petersburg, Russia, that the issue is part of a wider debate over the future of the church.
Grigory Rasputin is often thought of as the wild-eyed peasant who infiltrated the Romanov court as a faith healer. But to 55-year-old worshiper Sergei Kondratyev, who's waiting in a long line outside the Lavra Monastery for a chance to pray in front of Apostle Andrew's relics, Rasputin is worthy of sainthood. I know Rasputin was a good man of prayer who also searched for God, Kondratyev says. That's an attitude which is gaining strength in some radical corners of the Russian Orthodox Church. Sergei Astakov runs a religious affairs publishing house. We are fighting not just for the canonization of Rasputin, but to rehabilitate the honor of his name as a true man of faith, Astakov says. Rasputin was credited with curing the last Tsar's only son of hemophilia. Astakov says the ties between Rasputin and the Romanovs were ordained by God. And he insists the legendary allegations of Rasputin's debauchery and alcoholism are lies. Astakov says enemies of Rasputin had a double of the faith healer take part in orgies in order to trash Rasputin's reputation. Journalist Andrei Zolotov writes about church affairs.
Unfortunately, it's more than a small group of extremists.
Zolotov says the issue goes way beyond Rasputin. He notes that for years, the mainstream hierarchy of the Russian Orthodox Church has been battling with a vocal group of nationalistic pro-monarchists within its ranks.
The idea is that a Russian monarchy was this holy state, which was the direct descendant of the Byzantine Empire, and the last bastion of true Christianity, which was fighting against Jews, Freemasons, and Western heretics.
Indeed, the same people fighting for the canonization of Rasputin also want sainthood for Ivan the Terrible, the 16th century Tsar whose historical legacy is synonymous with brutality. Zolotov says that for years, the church tolerated such beliefs.
The hierarchy has a very hard time defending itself from these groups. And for 10 years, avoiding the schism was the top priority. For that, there was a policy of appeasement against this strain of beliefs.
But now, Zolotov notes, the church leadership regards such beliefs not only as heresy, but as a real danger. And it's gone on the offensive. The country's patriarch, Alexei II, has lashed out at the idea of canonizing Rasputin as outrageous and unacceptable. Igor, who is studying to be an Orthodox priest at the Lavra Monastery, sums up the official church position.
As far as those who advocate Rasputin's canonization, this is a tendency which the church harshly condemns. It's something which could bring about a split within the church. Sainthood can come only to those with irreproachable reputations.
But proponents of canonizing Rasputin, like Konstantin Dushenov, who once served as an aide to a St. Petersburg bishop, are undeterred. There are avid supporters of canonizing Rasputin and those who oppose the idea, Dushenov says. It's a normal process which shows the church is a living organism, not an army barracks. Dushenov says that 15 years ago, he and those like him were branded heretics for advocating sainthood for Nicholas II, Russia's last Tsar. But Nicholas was eventually proclaimed a saint. And Dushenov insists it's a matter of time before Rasputin and Ivan the Terrible are bestowed with the same honor. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.